member of Ula, Amar Rav Elazar. We had six members that came in Derech Agav into the sugya. And this last, the union of Agav, of Kinyan Agav, is a long sugya in Kiddushin. And I think we're better off finishing the Gemara on the sugya. What I did is I made a sheet again. This time a sheet just flipping around. A sheet of the members of Ula Amar Rav Elazar that we spent the last week or so on. And I think our time would be well spent, I know for myself, just reviewing the six memories. They're all in Yanim that are Derech Agav. It's funny, the first memory was actually, I didn't even write down, was what got us into the sugi of Shamin or In Shamin, the Ganim. But these six in Yanim are the six in Yanim we have from Yud Aleph Amid Aleph through Yud Beis Amid Aleph. I didn't actually finish going through the Gemara to the two dots on the Amid Beis. I leave that for you. What I'd like to do today is to go through the sheet, the Chazara. The very bottom, the Ketzos and the Sivis, is something I did not speak out yet, so that'll be the new material for today's shiur. Let's do with the Yisoidus of Kinyan Agav. I underlined the four or five Ketzos in this daf, which I think are sort of you say this to Ketzos and for a person to know, so that when you chazer, try to remember everything. When I got married, my wife had a grandfather who was a Magid Shir in Babiv for all his life, since after the war. So he told me that he was known as an Ilu Yisha person. He told me that when he was, once upon a time when he was in Yeshiva, he wanted to know Shas with all the Mepharshim. So he got a little older, he wanted to know Shas with all the Rishayim. So he got a little older, he wanted to know Shas with Rashi and Tosfos. So he told me then, I'm already to free now, I should just know Shas. You know, it's kind of a funny thing. When you're in a sugya, you want to know with everything. And nevertheless, when you walk away from a sugya, to know the ikar sugyas are important. And I think a chazara sheet like this should be helpful. Let me go through it from the top straight down. Hopefully all these things will sound familiar to you. And I'm sure I didn't write down every prat, but nevertheless, let's go through the basic ideas, the yesodis that we have to have. It shouldn't take very long. The first sugya of Ula Amar Rav Elazar was Ein Shilya B'lei Vlad. Elazar's cheshbon that if a shilya comes out partially on one day, that you have to be chayshish l'chumra that there was a vlad in the shilya, because we know for sure there's at least a mixas vlad in the shilya. So in shilya b'lei vlad that there must have been at least a mixas shilya. So it's a safik d'iraisa. So we had there the klal of Tosfos of trei kuli b'sasriya hadadi lo yaminan. That Tosfos klal, Tosfos made a cheshbon of a svek sveka to be mekel on the 15th day. Tosfos said that would come out an opposite kula on the 41st day. So whatever the mathematics of Tosfos was, but the aside of Tosfos was that when you have trei kuli the sasriya hadadi lo yaminan, when you have two kulas that are opposites, we don't say it. The Ranam Sachim was the classical case. If you want to remember a case that's easy to remember, that was the Ranam Sachim. The case of the Ranam Sachim was the case of the Arba Kaisis, where, I guess this makes it tighter that you could say it to say there also, if you remember it long enough, that the Gemara says that on two Kaisis you need a Seba, and we're not sure which two. So the Ranam said, we don't say Safa Derabana Lakula, because if you say Safed Rabbanu Lakula, it'll be Stira. It'll say Safed Rabbanu Lakula the first two Kaisis, Safed Rabbanu Lakula the second two Kaisis, and that we don't say. So that's the Ran's klal, that's our Tosis's klal. I mentioned that there's a Russian Beya that says the klal. It seems to be pretty much a klal that's accepted in the Rishayim, that we have two kulas that are saiser each other, you don't say it. So we had the problem from Ir Safik Book of Chaima, from a city that has to do a Purim. Ir Safik Book of Chaima. So there's a shayla if they lay in the Megillah Yedal and a Tesvav. So the halacha is they only lay on Yedal. Why don't we say Safik Drabbana Lakula? And that the Yisuk of Safik Book of Chaima shouldn't have to lay on Yedal. So Teretz is the same Teretz that is Trei Kali, the Sasi Adadi. If you'll be Mekel, they don't lay on your Dalid. If you'll be Mekel, they don't lay on Tezvav. It comes out that it's a Stirux. They have to lay one day. So that was the case of Ir Safik Mukav Chaima. The Kasha was that over there, we don't make them lay both days. We only make them lay one day. By the Arba Kaisis, we don't say Du Haseben two. Because you can't say Safed Rabbanon on these two, he can't Safed on these two. So we say, do it on two. No, we say do it on all four. We're not making it all. So the kasha is why by Ir Safik Book of Chaima, why we're makel on the Tezvav Lachaira. If we go with the same system as our Taisus and the Ram, we should be machmer on both. Now, this is the kasha that we had, and I added here afterwards. Halach b'midbar l'inyan Shabbos, I had added. That's exactly the same. Someone is traveling, and he forgets which day is Shabbos. So we say he's minus shiva yamim. He counts 7 days. He keeps Shabbos. Counts 7 days. Keeps one day Shabbos until he gets to a place where he knows what day it is. So we ask there the same kasha. We're going to Avram said, why don't you go baser roiv? Every day you can be mekel. Because Rav says today might be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Rav odds are that today's not Shabbos. So we said the same Teretz. That if you're going to say Rav, you'll be Mekel on one day, the next day, the next day, the next day, every single day. It's Saiser Adadi, you can be Mekel 7 straight days, and one of them is a Cheshabbos. But there also, there the halacha is, not that we're Machmer on all 7 days. The other halacha is that you count 6 days and keep Shabbos. So, kasha is why. If it's kuli the sasri adadi, so then you should be machmer on all of them. So these two cases were a kasha to the Ran. I think in Shir I mentioned the possible teretz of Shimon, that the Ran's case is different. It's mevatel of a whole halacha. If you can be Mekel and Haseba, then you're mevatel the whole halacha from the Torah, from the Hanhaga Hestus. You'll never do Haseba. By Irmuk of Chaima, you're not going to be mevatel the whole din. It's only in the get this one case of this one city. So that answers the chiluk between the Ran and Irmuk of Chaima, but it doesn't help for our Gemara. Our Taisus is not talking where it's going to be mevatel the whole din. Our Taisus is also talking a specific case of Mikzah Shoyu. So Lamai said, Niza Hezber, why Ir Safik Mukav Chaima is different than Taisus and the Ram? We don't really have a good Teretz. I don't think we had a good Teretz. Somebody said in Shir that maybe Megillah is different because if you Magdim, you Yaitza. Right? If you Magdim, you like too early, you Yaitza. Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanan asked from Shnei Shvilin. If you remember the din of Shnei Shvilin, Makilin B'Safik D'Soyser Ahadadi, you should say. There, if one person walked on both roads, he's a Chatame. Right? You have Shnei Shvilin. Echatame, Echatar, you don't know which is which. One person walked on both, there's nothing to talk about. If two individuals, one walked on one, walked on the other, and they ask a Shaila separately, so Mishnei Shvilin, we're Mekel for both. So L'chaira, Rabbi Chanan asked that it's also Trei Kuli, the Sasri Adadi. And you Mekel for him, and you Mekel for him. Each one you Mekel, because it's a Suffolk Talmud Rishos Saram, you're being Mekel. So in Achinami, it's not one case, with one person walked in two roads, but what's the difference? Lamaisa, the psak halacha comes out to be two kulas that are saisa hadadi. And over there, we're mekel on both. It's even worse than the era of Masafik Mukav Chaimah. That was Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So there we had a teretz. Rabbi Chanan answered that by halachist that you go basa chazaka, it's different than anything else. By sveksveka or raiv, all of those ideas, the sveksveka paskin zeis, it's mevarer the halacha. Raiv is mevarer the halacha. Tells you what to do. These are the odds. By shnei shvilin, actually, the person is becheskas tar. We'll make all on him because he's becheskas tar. If he'd be becheskas tameh in a suffix, we'd be metameh. It's because he's becheskas tar that we'll make all. So Rabbi Chanan's side is that when we go basa chazaka, anytime you go basa chazaka the meikara, anytime you say something didn't change, it doesn't pass the noise. The way something was original is not a psak. It doesn't pass the noise that this is the way it is. When you go basa meikara, it's a halah, it's a hanhaga of the Torah. The Torah said that when you don't know what to do, there's a hanhaga you do. So B'chanan said that when a psak is based on a chazaka, then you could do sasri hadadi. Yeah. When it's supposed to be mevar, you can't do two things that are contradiction. You can't be mevar this way and the reverse way. When it's not a bearer, it's just telling you, leave things the way they are. Chazaka, so he said, that's why Shnei Shilin is different, because the person is the cheskas tar. Those are L'chanan's teretz. Well, Kaponim, this is, as I said, a kolis dikataisus, that you don't say trei kuli the sasri hadadi. Next taisus, and that's Sogyo, taisus had a different klal, that the issa isha labayla is not a din tuma, meaning a nida is also to a husband. This halacha that a nida is also to a husband, it's not medine tuma. It's not because she's tame and it's part of the halachas of tuma the tahira that a nida is also labayla. It's true, a nida has tuma also, but the issa labayla is not dine tuma. So Taisa said it for which nafkamina, for the rules of Safik Tumah, Safik Tumah Shizram, Safik Tumah Shizyachid, doesn't apply to a Nida. We never heard, you learn Hilchas Nida, you don't find anywhere that there's a Chilak Sveikus in Rosh Hashirab and Rosh Hashirachid, no such thing. So clearly we passed by Taisa that there's no, Issa Nida is not a rule in Hilchas Tumah. So the Maram Shif asked the Kasha from Saita. A Saita, the whole makar of Safik Tumah Bishas Ram Bishas Yachid, we learn out of Saita. A Saita itself is Issa Isha Labayla. It's also an Issa of a woman to a husband. So how could you tell me Issa Isha Labayla is not Tumah? Tumah is something else. But the whole din of Saita is Issa Isha Labayla. So Shef Shmaitza answered that Saita is different. It says Minitma. It's not in Svara that it's Tali and Tuma. It's Xeris Hakasav in the Tuma. And therefore, we give it the rules of Tuma to Saita. That's unique to Saita. It has nothing to do with Nida. What does Nida have to do with Saita? Saita is one type of Issa Shul Abayla. Nida is a different type. So Shev Shmaita held that it's not a Kasha on Taisus. The Shari Yasher, Shimon said, he doesn't understand the Shev Shmaita. But Lashon Tumah says by Anida also. Kimei Nidas Devoisa Titma. And he is in Ishtarka. He said that by Yeledes, which our Gemara is talking about Yeledes, by Yeledes, the Torah doesn't even say Issa. It doesn't say any place in the Torah by Yeledes that she's Asura L'Bayla. All it says is that she's Tameh, like Anida. So, Shimon was Matmiya on the Shmaitza. Shimon seemed in his teretz was a little unclear, but the way I explained it, he said that's a combination of Tumah and Isser together. And he said, Tumah, all Tumahs are the same. Different ways of becoming Tumah. When the Nida is Teveles, the Tefillah is for the Chelaka Isser of the Isser Nida. Isser Nida has two parts, Tumah and Isser. He made a combination of the two. So however that combination works, the bottom line is that Tosis Yisoid holds true. The kasha is a kasha, but the... So those are two klolei atosis that hopefully we'll remember. And then the last thing I spoke out was the din of Ein Psichas Keva B'Leidam. It's an important thing to know. The truth is, it's halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh too, that a woman who has a psichas hakever, psichas hakever means if the uterus is the womb of the woman, the opening of the uterus, which in a normal woman is very, very small. When a woman is pregnant and she gives birth, she goes into labor, it becomes big. The opening becomes big, but normally it's a small opening. We have a Kabbalah that ein psichas keva b'leidam, that any time the cervix is the name of the opening of the uterus, the piha kever is called the cervix. Anytime the cervix is opened, it's automatic that she becomes a nida, even if you don't see down. So we have a Kabbalah that if it's opened, ein psichas keva b'leidam, it's not as that. If a woman goes to some type of surgery where they have to put a scope or something in through the cervix, so if they open the cervix when they put it in, then she becomes a nida, even if there's no bleeding, because of the rule of Ein Psichas Keva B'Leidam. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a Tmiya Gedayla on our whole sugya. And the whole sugya makes no sense. Who cares if Yesh Mitzah Shilya B'Leidvad or Ein Mitzah Shilya B'Leidvad? If the Shilya came out through the cervix, which is what it means, when a woman gives birth, it goes out through the Piyamakar. If a Shilya comes out, she's Tamei anyway. Because Ein Psichas Kever B'Leidam. So who cares if these yes of lad, nisht of lad, she becomes tamei of the dam sheba. So it's a big tamiya. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is very matzik to answer. He says, an achinami. He figures out nafkaminis. Nafkaminis, if it's alt dam or alt yaledis. She's a nida, that's for sure. Tzilchas nida. Agamara means atiyaledes. Whether she's tamei atiyaledes, nafkamina, what nafkamina he has is that a nida in a Torah just counts 7 days. It doesn't have to be clean days. In a Torah, she just counts 7 days and goes to the mikveh. So if she already had 6 days of nida, and now the seventh day, this mitzvah shilya comes out, now it's nafkamina. If al psichas keva b'leidam, today's the seventh day. Who cares if it is dam? She'll go to the mikveh tonight. She'll be tar. Meshein came. If al tiyaledes, she has the din of yaledes, which starts today. So then she has to count 7 days for a zachar and 14 days for a nekeva. So that's Rabbi Kivegas hechatimtza to answer the kasha. But the kasha certainly is a shtaka kasha. Okay, that's what we did in the sugya of Shilya B'Lai Vlad. Could we spoke out one or two other pratim? I don't remember. But those are the three main nekudas. The next three I went through quickly. We didn't spend time on it. B'char Shem Yitraf B'Tech Lamed Ein Paidin. That if a B'char is Nitraf within 30 days, there's no Pidyon HaBen. So there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisus. Rashi said it means if he's killed within 30 days. And Taisus said, well, if he's killed within 30 days, like pshita. Of course there's no mitzvah. So Taisus learned that it means he's nasa treifa. If he's made into a treifa, if he's found to be a treifa, even if he's alive on the 31st day, if he's a treifa, he's not going to live out the year. So you're potter from Pidyon HaBen. You paskin like Rashi and like Taisus. You paskin that either way you put it.
What's it mean for the scene with the second one?
No, it's interestingly not. If a woman gives birth to a child that doesn't survive, you know why? What's the reason that the second one is not a Bechar? Why? Well, not for sure that the first one is not a Vachal Kayama. What? Lashon HaPasuk is Peterechem. Lashon HaKras, Peterechem. The first one comes out of Rechem, so it's not, if there was a miscarriage, there's no opinion. And a question of a miscarriage after how long? It happens sometimes. Okay. So that's a Bechar Shenitra Petech Lamed Ein Paidim. The second Gemara we just did quickly is Behema Gasa Niknes Mimashicha. Also a Sugi in Kedushin. The Nakuda I mentioned then was what I wrote here. The Indian that Hayraz Bailas. It's actually phrased poorly on the sheet. Hayraz Bailas Boy Kinyan Kedar HaBailam. In other words, a Kinyan needs Hayraz Bailas. To do Hayraz Bailas, you need a Kinyan Kedar HaBailam. Right, the aside was that if you want to be kind of a pen, you're going to be kind of a pen with Mashiach, you're going to drag it. So it's not a Kinyan. Because it has to be a Kinyan that's a Hayraz Bailas, that shows you're an owner. Owners don't drag pens. In the reverse. Behema Gasa, those who hold this Nikdis B'Mashiach, not B'Hagbah. Why? Hagbah should be the best Kenyan. So the answer is that it's not the Derech HaBailin to pick up a Behema Gasa. It's not Hayraz Bailas. It has to be done in the Derech that Bailin do it. That's the aside of Behema Gasa, Nikdis B'Mashiach, and not with the other Kenyan. And the third sugya that we did not spend time on was Achim Shechalku, Mashalayim Shamin. That when a parent died, when the children come to do a chalukah, they deduct from each person's chalik what they're wearing. So the Rosh said, he learned the Gemara, it sounds like whatever the father gave them, b'chayayim, is deducted from their Yerusha. It's not emes. The Rosh said, only mashakonu min tfisas habayis. Tfisas habayis means whatever they bought after the father died from the Yerusha money, before they divided it, they spent some of the money. So whatever part of the money they spent, that is, whatever Yerusha money they spent, that's the deducted. And in parentheses I wrote that we didn't understand why it means shaman. Shaman, Sarachian. Bechaira, whatever you took. The parents died. They left five children and $5 million. Each one gets $1 million. Somebody took money to buy himself clothing. So why do we shots up what the clothing are worth today? Bechaira, we should deduct whatever he took. If he took $10, deduct $10. He took $100, deduct $100. Gemara says, no. Whatever he took. And you deduct the value that it has today. And that seems to be hard to explain. Why you shots up what it's worth today? Who cares what's worth today? You should go according to what they took. So those were the three short memories. Shomer Shemassel is Shomer. Right, there's a lot in Shomer Shemassel is Shomer. I just wrote the main points. We said there are two ways to understand Shomer Shemassel is Shomer. Potter, according to Rabbi Ula held it's Potter. Why Shomer Shemassel is Shomer should be Potter? Even if you hold it's Chayiv, it's only Chayiv because of Ak Mehemin Nisli B'Shvua, Yulei Mehemin. But if I say it's the Etzem, it would be a Svara to Potter, Shomer Shemassel is Shomer. Why? So we had two Drachim. Either Zeg Gufa Shvir Malisa, a person could say, Masre Labendas, I gave it to a good person. That's a Tzartivi Pater. Or Nistalik Shomer Rishon, that the person gives it to a second person in Bendas, he's a Shomer. According to the first Mahalach, he's still a Shomer. Just he did a Shmira by giving it to someone else. According to the second Mahalach, he's a Shomer when he gives it to someone else. Nafkamina, if the second Shomer was a Pesheya, whether, and he has to pay, whether the first Shomer, because it's still about Dvarim in the Din Torah, or whether he's the Stalek and only the Shomer Sheni is the Baldavar for the Din Torah with the original Bailin. It's a nafka mina between the two drachim. Two other nafka minas. Okay, so those are two drachim, shemesh maslo shemer. Now we pask in shemesh maslo shemer tchayit. Because Tatmehem Nisli, but I wrote here the three cases that we said are Patel L'Kuli Alma. We have a fourth case? I don't remember. These three cases are Patel according to everybody, Vashem Shemosel Shimer. Either Hurgal Etzlai, if the owner is in the habit of giving things to this person for Shemira, that's one. Or by Yesh Edim Shenansa, if there are witnesses that saw what happened to the animal. If I give something to a second Shimer, why am I chayiv? Because you could tell me, at mehem nisli b'shvua, iloi mehem. That's only if there's a chayiv shvua. If Edom saw what happened, and there is no chayiv shvua, so then Hashem Shema Sol Shemer is pater. And the third case, b'yochol lishbash enenas, is the first Shemer saw it happen. First Shemer gave it to a second Shemer, and the animal was nenas, but the first Shemer saw it happen. The first shaymer saw what happens, he could swear. Now you can't say at mehem nisli b'shvua ilay mehem, because I'll swear. I'm willing to swear. Those are the three cases that you're part of l'kuli alma. The last thing was the chiddush of Taisus Dibur Maskal Lai. Okay, that was the short Taisus. Let me buy. The Taisus said if a shaymer chinam gives it to a shaymer sachar. The Shema Sachar is paying. The Shema Sachar pays whom? Pays back to the original owner. Even though logically, the Shema Sachar is only chayiv to the Shema Chinam. The Shema Chinam is not chayiv to the original owner. So Taisa Shteltsu, the case of Ein Halah Isischayir, Keter Halah Isischayir, Brasa Shachadayir. So we said Ulai, it's a nafkamina. We didn't say it on our own, but I quoted from the, I think it was the Marsham. So nafkamina, if you give me something to watch, and it gets stolen from my house, and I have insurance, I have the homeowner's insurance, I'm insured for the thing you gave me to watch. So I make a claim on the insurance. You give me a car to watch, it's in the garage, and it gets stolen. So I tell you, look, I was a shemichinam, it got stolen, I'm potter. And then I go to my insurance company and I put in a claim and I get money. Something was stolen from my property. So do I get the money or do I have to pass it on to you? I'm not getting paid for the second place. No, the shemer's not going to pay. The whole point is the shemer makes money here. The shemer says, I have to pay you, was negative. The owner of the car had his own insurance, you're right. But he didn't. It wasn't a car, it was an item. Put in someone's house, it was stolen. So the homeowner collects the insurance. Imagine if this is enough to me. So Ulai to Nafkamina, maybe it could be Machalik. It could be Machalik. Hashem Sachar plays to replace the item. Insurance company, I don't know. Insurance company pays to replace the item, or the insurance company is just gambling with you. Sort of a bet. If something gets stolen, we'll give you money. If not, you give us money. Anyway, that was Shemesh Masal Shaymer. Then we spent time on Gaivim Min HaAvadim, on the Sugi of Avdi Kimakarkoi. Again, there's a lot to chaz, and more it says on the sheet. You have all the cases in the Gemara, and Taisus. But what we spoke in Ashir was the Machlekes team, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Yer Sameach and Rabbi Shimon. The side was Rabbi Kiva Eger held Avdi Kimakarkoi, means the Adam as a Din Karka Mamish. And he held that if a person shechts with a tzipayrin, shechts with a nail, with a fingernail, it's a psula mechubal karka. And it's only a tzipayrin Adam. Adam is hukish l'karka. Not a behema. Behema is not hukish l'karka. So Rabbi Kiva Eger held that Avdi Kimakarkoi is a din that Adam always has dinim of karka. Now Sameach, Rabbi Shimon, said nothing doing. It's a hekish for three cases, for Kinyanim and Aina, and Shvuah. It's only a hekesh for specific din. Adam is not karka. You have three places where halacha says it has a din like karka. It's halacha like karka. But for everything else, it's evid is an evid. It's not karka. So you can't compare it to cheshvita. You can't compare it to anything else. That was the Sameach of Reb Shimon. I think I mentioned to you that there's a shach that sounds like the Reb Akiva Eiger. But shach was going on the case of the people who dug somebody who dug virus in someone else's field. He's teveihim to fill it. He's teveihim filling two virus. And he says, I only dug one. So the shach holds that it's a mighty b'miktsas. But it's a mighty b'miktsas on karka. The shach holds it's karka because the person is karka. It's there, the person to fill it in, to fill up the bar. The shach holds that that's the tefiyah. You can be teveihim mamish to fill it up. If you tevei mamish to fill it up, then you have a din of Adam Kikarka. So that was like with the Kivei. Al Kaponim, there are two ways to learn the whole sugya. Taisis Yud Beis, that's the fourth taisis. We had two taisis of Meshilya. We had the small taisis that's comparable to the insurance case. And then we have this taisis Yisai, was that for Dairaisis, Evidus Kikarka. And after the Rabbanim, that was Taisis Yisai. Taisis Yudbeis, Emesai Kekamekarkoi. Only for the rice is not for the Rabbanim. So, Yeshlaim al Fear of Shimon. The Kunsh Yeshurim said, Taisis Klal is lapped after the rice is the Rabbanim. Because the Rajvi asked, they can the rice and Tiknu. The Rabbanim are like the rice. So, if Taisis only meant the Chilik of the rice and the Rabbanim, then it should be everything. So Kunsei Shurim said, go Rav Shimon's Mahalach. That it's not a hekish that an Ezra is mamish karka. It's only a hekish that certain dinim are the same. But all other dinim are not the same. There are plenty of dinim where Ezra is not karka. And the last thing here, Afilu Maglimat al Kaspoi, I wanted you to remember the din of Misadri and Baal Chayv. That the din of Glimat al Kaspoi is Lav Dafkan. You don't have to pay a shirt off your back. Unless we said if the shirt is worth more, Taisa said the shirt is worth a lot of money, you sell it and you buy it, you buy a normal shirt. It's actually, it's also a Taisa. I've got to write that as Taisa, but again, it's Taisa's rule. The Misajim of Achayv, a Glimad al Kaspoi is not accurate. And the fact that we have it in the Ksubis, I don't know. I don't know why we have it there, but it's Lav Dafka. Now, Yubez Amun Aleph is the halachas of Kinyan Agav. So the first thing here we spoke out, the Ktzais Nesivis is new material that I did not speak out last week. I got through it straight. Kinyan Agav, again, an important Taisis, holds the Kinyan Agav is a Derabbanan. Taisis Kedushin Afhei holds Kinyan Agav is a Deraisa. So you have Machlaikis. If this limud from Gemara brings the pasuk of the Vitilam Avia Matanis Rabbis im Orim Tzuris Yehuda, if that's a deraisa mamish or a derabbanan nafkamina lachayris v'chametz, someone wants to sell his chametz to a guy with a kinyan agav, which we do bizman hazeh. We sell with kinyan agav, then. You sell with Kinyan Agav, so then if you hold that it's a Kinyan Dairais, it helps. If you hold the Kinyan Dairabanan, it may not help. That's calling the Shiloh for Kinyan Dairabanan, Mahadilu Dairais. So the difference of Seifa is that some Seifa had that Gevaldigai in Fal, Geshmak Svara. Some Seifa Svara was, what's the Machlaikis if Kinyan Dairabanan helps for Dairais? Machlaikis is, Al Tefke Bez Nehefker. Could that help for Dairaisis? The Sefer said, everyone holds the Rabbanan can make things hefker. Achleikis is, could the Rabbanan give it to a second person? So by Kinyan the Rabbanan, Mahanil Dairaisa, the reason that the Rabbanan doesn't help for Dairaisa, let's say I want to be Mekadosh and Isha by giving her a ring with the Kinyan the Rabbanan. So it doesn't help because it's not the woman's. If he holds hefker, bezn hefker, can't give it to someone else, Minatayra. So it's not the woman's, it's Tais Kiddush. So that's by Kiddush. By Chametz. By Chametz, the whole chap is that it shouldn't belong to the first owner. If Hefker Bez and Hefker helps just to make it Hefker, that's also good enough. So Sefer's chap was that here, everyone will hold Kiddush Rabbanu Ma'anu Deraisa, because all you need is to make it Hefker. I didn't put on the sheet, but I mentioned Rav Shlomo Eger wants to chap on that chilek, make that there's no machlaikis of Kiddush Rabbanu Ma'anu Deraisa. Everyone holds it helps to make it Hefker. They're arguing, and everybody else doesn't help for the second person. So Rav Shlomo Eger said that no, it's machlaikis of Kiddush Rabbanu Ma'anu, and it's a separate thing. Okay, the last thing, the Chakira, I think the Chakira itself I mentioned, but not the Ketzais Nesivas on Thursday. Is a Chakira how Kinyan Agav works. Reb Shimon holds it's a new Kinyan. It's a new Kinyan. The Torah said the Kinyan Mashiach, Mesira, Akbar, Chazaka, Chalipin, you know, the whole list of Kinyanim. So the Kinyan called Kinyan Agav. That's Reb Shimon's Mahalach. Others learn that it's bottled to the karka, that Kinyan Agav is not a new Kinyan. It's a halacha. That if I have karka, and on the karka I have a metaltalim, and I sell the karka, the metaltalim are bottled to the karka. They're like they're part of the karka. And when I sell the karka with, let's say, a Kinyan Kesef, the metaltalim are sold with the Kinyan Kesef too. Bottle of karka, the main sheet, I mean, I shouldn't say main, but it's Chuvin the Divrei Yecheskel, who's matzdik the second side, that's bottle of karka of a kani iman. That, at least when it's on the karka, it's bottled to the karka and it's nicknamed with the kinyan of the karka. Right, there's a machlaikis here, Ketzais Nesivas, that I wrote here, Bekitzer. Not so readable. It should say the Ketzais kind of mehefker, shein sarach das makna. Ketzais shita is that you could be kind of from hefker with a kinyan agav. The kinyan agav works that I'm kind of karka, and with it, I'm kind of hefker. So you don't need das makna, you don't need someone should be makna to you. Realize a strange thing. According to the Ketzais, if I buy a house, I can be kind of hefker, kinyan agav of the house, right? I just realized agav doesn't need to be on the field, it could be anywhere in the world, right? Huh? So every time I buy a house, I should have a mind to be kind of all the hefker in the world with the house. Something you have to know it exists, huh?
Know
it is that
one.
Huh? Yeah. So the Titanic, I know it's there. Huh? Okay. Those are very funny. Right, the Ketzais holds you can be kind. It's a mistake, like you said. You can't just be kind of something and say, okay, all the hefker in the whole world should be mine. For some reason, you know of specific hefker, and you want to be kind of. Whatever furnishings the guy left. And Hefka the same thing. It's a bit of a jump. Whatever's in the house.
What's the saying it applies?
You find things in the walls. Yeah, the chap on the sugya of finding things in the walls was that the previous owner wasn't kind of it because he didn't know about it. I mean, he wasn't kind of with agav either. Yeah, but you didn't have das to be kind of with agav. Right? You don't need das mak, you need das kind of.
If he had the das, he never wrote down the wall.
Look. He was thinking that in case there's something in the wall.
That's what he's saying now with him.
Yeah. Certainly most people don't have that in mind. The question is, if they did, would it work? It's more noted that you have to be aware at least of what it is that you're... You need to give me a das for kinyan.
Well, what is it with the house? You have to have a...
at the house. You have to know every single item, though. If you give me a purse with coins in it, I'm going to be kind. I have to know exactly how many coins there are. I'm kind of this purse with all the kinyan, with all the coins. Kind of this house.
Something else in it. Have that last by something else.
What is it that it's not normally belong to?
The shoe would have had something abnormal.
What?
The shoe would have had something abnormal.
The shoe?
The shoe would have had something hidden. If you put on something abnormal, you would keep it. Something that's normal.
Tom would have been in the
shoe.
So a son has normal to keep there. Because maybe. So if I buy a house and there's something abnormal, maybe I'm not kind. Okay, I hear. So I don't know. But the Ketzais Hashita is that you could be kind of hefker with Kinyan Agav. The Sivas HaMishpat argues, Boy Das Makna. He says, we don't have a pasuk. The pasuk is that the Yishafot was makna to his children, gifts together with cities. So you need that makna. There's a pshara b'neiim in the Divrei Yecheskel and the Kilos Yaakov. This is the Kilos Yaakov and this is Sechta. It's in the Sugya of Agav and Kiddushin. They both want to make a pshara that you're kind of hefker. If you're kind of a hefker field, you're kind of the hefker that's on the hefker field. If you buy something from someone, you're not kind of a hefker with it. But if you are kind of a hefker field, so anything on the hefker field is nikna. The v'yecheskel l'shitasai, the svara is, that whatever is on the karka is bottled to the karka. That's how agav works. So a dover hefker is bottled to a sadashal hefker. But to say a dover hefker is bottled to a sadashal acher, that we don't say. L'chayr toli v'chakir anal. The Becheskel says it l'fi his pshat and kinyan agav. So ulai. What? You'll have kinyan chatzir if it's mishtameres. Okay, you're right. There will be a chatzir mishtameres. I'll have it anyway. If it's mishtameres, then it's not going to work. What? Why would you need? L'chayr, you don't need tzibur. The problem is, we said that the svara that's bottled to the karka only really makes sense by tziburim. It's very hard to understand. You bottle to the karka, it's in a different place. I don't think he's mechaber. They bring a raya to this. The makar of the Ketzais, and the Rebbe Yecheskel, there's a gemara later in Bava Kama where someone steals a field. He doesn't realize there's a behemoth on the field. When he steals the field, it's going like the manyama karkan exelis. When he steals the field, he's kind of the behemoth too, with the agav. If the behemoth is mazik, he's responsible. So there, the Ketzais says, it's totally the case where he didn't realize the behemoth was there. He's kind of without das makna. He says, you see, it could work without das makna. That's his raya. So that happens to be a case of tziburim. He says it could work. And the terrorists and the sivis would say is that that's different. You claim it for kinyanik neiva. You're not claiming it that it becomes yours. You claim it that you're responsible for it. You have kinyanik neiva. The tzitzis raya is there's no das makna on neiva. Right, you steal a field, no one's marked it to you. And yet agav works, that you're a ganav on the behemoth. So what I would add is that it's not a raya, and the sivus will answer that kinyan ganav is different. Kinyan ganav is always a bakarcha for the person. No raya. If kamina, there's a Nadi Behuda. The truth of the Nadi Behuda that someone who sold his chametz Erev Pesach after the sixth hour, Shaloi Kedin, you're not supposed to. The person has chametz after the sixth hour, he's supposed to burn it. But he sold it after the sixth hour. And that's a shayla. Mechira is not chal. You can't sell things after the sixth hour. There's no das makna. But the Shaila is because one of the Kinyanim was Kinyan Agav. So Chametz is Eina B'shusa Shaladim. He can't sell Chametz. So you have a man, he's got a whole case of schnapps. And he sold it to the guy Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Now, there's a very big dafkamina of the Mechira is Chal. Why? Because there's no knas of Chametz Shavu of a Pesach unless you're over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. We passed in, you only have a Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh on Pesach itself. Someone that Chametz Erev Pesach, after the 6 hour, he's not over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So if he sold it to the guy, if it became the guy's, then there won't be a knas after Pesach, because he wasn't over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. The shaila is it sold? It's ain't a b'shusha shaladim. You can't sell. Asaron akasa pilu ain't b'shusha to be over on it. About to sell it. So Rabbi Yehuda is tailing in this ktsais. Rabbi Yehuda says, "What's the shaila? You can't sell chametz to someone else. You sold him karka. You sold the chametz agav the karka. So the chametz itself." Is the karka itself is sold. Karka for chametz. So it's co-sold the karka to him. And selling the chametz, agav the karka, kinyan agav, the chametz has a din of hefker. Because zeinu b'shus shel adam. So the shaila is the chametz sold, agav the karka? So that depends on the ktsais. There's no das makna, it's like a dover hefker. If you hold that you could sell it to Kinyan Agav without Das Makna, then the Chametz is sold Agav the Karka. If you hold like Nesivis that you need Das Makna, then it's not sold. Rather, like the Yehuda passes like Nesivis. He doesn't bring the Nesivis. Now, you and Nesivis live at the same time. If you saw the Nesivis, he says in the Svar Sassan, I like Nesivis, that you need Das Makna. And therefore, he asks us, but Al-Kapar, it's an Afkamina. Between the Ketzais Nesivis. These are the Inyanim I'd like you to chazer to try to be kind of these ideas from this sugya. It's one of the time to learn through it. It's a relatively cheap investment of time to chazer it, to go through the sheet just a couple of times and to familiarize itself with it. At the same time, I'd like you to finish till the two dads. So that we can start the next sugya. Next sugya goes back to the Mishnah. Right, it's the sugya of Kachim Kalim, but it's a very geshmaka sugya. And we'll get to that. So I'd like everyone, please put in the time, both to finish up and to chazer the sheet here. See about Shir tomorrow. We'll see how much time it takes you. There are quite a few tesis to go through, but I'd like you to go through the... finish up the Gemara Rashi Taisa till the next 2 hours. Okay? If your Chavrus is not here today, take a sheet for him, please. While supplies last.
Are we going to start the next time next week?
Tomorrow or Tuesday. The guy's starting.